Montana's governor has visited the scene of the deadly Amtrak derailment in northern Montana. Three people killed, seven others in the hospital in stable condition. Federal investigators on the scene. Court hearing gets underway today to consider possibly easing court-imposed restrictions. The man who tried to assassinate President Reagan. A COVID vaccine mandate for healthcare workers now in effect. The state of New York. Stocks remain mixed on Wall Street, with the Dow up 150 points, the NASDAQ down 93, and the S&P 8 points in the red. More details at srnnews.com.
One listener that stands out that I work with was this older couple that was interested in refinancing. They reached out to a few different lenders, and, you know, their credit wasn't the best. I know some of these other bigger banks, you just won't hear back from them, which I cannot stand. Not everybody has the 780 credit scores, and just because you don't qualify at one time doesn't mean that you'll never qualify. I'll walk you through what you have to do, whether it's 2, 3, 6 months from now. Back to that older couple, we worked with them for months and months to improve their credit, and we were able to get the loan done. We were saving them hundreds each month, thousands of dollars a year, finally got themselves into a situation financially that they can handle, and they could start saving money each month for retirement. End of the day, they just could not be happier, which just put a huge smile on my face.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. By license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of storm-free days continues, but now it's gradually getting hotter and hotter, and the nights are not nearly as cool as they were. For today, abundant sunshine. That hasn't changed. High temperature up to about, we'll say, mid to upper 80s today. Clear, not quite as cool tonight, down to about 63. Then for tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, I think we'll be in the upper 80s easily, maybe even lower 90s each day. We'll add in a little bit more humidity, but still dry and mostly sunny, and not much change on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors Service Department is growing, and we're looking for experienced technicians. Sign-on bonus available for some positions. Apply online at Brubaker.com.
For Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Alabama lawmakers are returning to Montgomery to vote on a $1.3 billion prison construction plan. Prison construction is the centerpiece of the special session that begins today. Montgomery police have made an arrest in the city's latest murder. 22-year-old Paige Towns has been charged with murder in the shooting death of 19-year-old Carmen Booker. Police say Towns shot Booker on Cloverdale Road just before 9 o'clock Saturday night. Booker was rushed to the hospital where she later died. Towns is being held in the Montgomery County Jail. On Thursday, Montgomery Public Schools will be hosting a public forum to provide information on COVID-19. MPS officials and County Commissioner Isaiah Sankey will be on hand to answer questions from the community. And Auburn moves up from 23rd to 22nd in the latest AP poll. Bama stays securely in the top spot. Tide will host Ole Miss this weekend while Auburn travels to LSU. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
I wasn't able to sleep in my own bed. Because of my wife's struggles with CPAP, I had to move out to the couch, out to the recliner, out to my son's bunk bed. That is, until she started using Inspire, a sleep apnea treatment that works inside her body with just the click of a remote.
Get back to sleeping in your own bed with Inspire. No mask, no hose, just sleep. To learn more, visit inspiresleep.com. Inspire, sleep apnea innovation. Inspire is not for everyone. Talk to your doctor to see if it's right for you and review important safety information at inspiresleep.com.
Nothing will truck your blues away like a great deal on a truck of your dreams at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. September is truck month, and new trucks are on the way. Get Labor Day savings all month long. Come by the dealership on Combs Ford Road in Prattville or call them at 334-285-9300. See if yours is headed their way. To make truck month extra special, Larry Puckett has expanded truck month to include a large selection of used trucks. All are priced to sell. As always, if you have an extra vehicle, bring it in for an instant cash offer. Larry Puckett not only has great buys on new Chevrolets, but they have a lot full of all pre-owned cars and trucks. Stop by and see him on Cops Ford Road in Prattville or shop them online at LarryPuckett.com. You'll find great deals on automobiles at Larry Puckett Chevrolet in Prattville.
Call David Ernest, and he'll have your retirement savings higher than the body count in a John Wick movie. Well, maybe not that high, but you know what I'm talking about. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
To News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the house.
In the house.
And a special guest here across the desk from me, Jeff Deist from the Mises Institute. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Joey, I'm doing great.
Good to see you. Now, you almost got stuck in traffic there on 85. They keep shutting things down and don't let us know.
Yeah, well, they were, you know, brief little things, but there's a lot going on out there. And, I just want to see ALDOT be a little quicker on some of these things, especially by my house in Auburn. I mean, how long does it take to build a traffic circle?
Right.
And the particular traffic circle that concerns me is ALDOT. It's not City of Auburn. So come on, guys.
We've had that experience here, too. The city actually does a pretty quick job on a new road. It's amazing. There's this one road, Carter Hill, that the city did, and they did it like within a month or two. And then there's this one stretch in front of Alabama State that was the state, and they had contracted it out to somebody, and it took a year. It's just
for like
20 amazing.
Feet of road and 10 feet of sidewalk.
Right. It's like, come on, guys. Like, let's get this done. You're tearing up my tires. But there's a lot that we could cover because a lot's been happening in the news. But let us continue with this idea of what does the Republican Party stand for in this day and age? It seemed like there was some philosophical weight, agree or disagree with it, with, say, somebody like a Steve Bannon with his populism. Like, let's deconstruct the administrative state. That's one phrase he used often, and it's one that I tend to agree with. But when you see folks getting caught up in what I would call the show, like, let's defend the people on the horses, let's not defend the people on the horses in the border, I think we're missing, you know, the old Aesop fable. Somebody hires a donkey, and it's hot one day, you're sweating through, and so let's drink some water, but I get to lay in the shadow. The guy who owns the actual donkey or the ass is like, no, I get to lay in it. They're arguing over the shadow, and the ass trots off, and while arguing over shadow, we lose the substance.
think that's happening too much. I mean, what do you make of where the Republican Party is these days, Jeff, and what they stand for?
Well, I think there's more than one Republican Party. I mean, what Liz Cheney represents is very different than what a Cam Ward might represent here in Alabama, for one. But look, this is the nature of institutions. They come to hate their own base. That you know, we find that almost every institution in this country is wildly to the left of its own supporters, fans, donors, whatever that might be. That's just the nature of these things. And so I think the Republican Party is an incoherent mess. I think as bad as Biden's polling looks, you mentioned that in the last hour, as you know, there's problems with Afghanistan, there's problems with COVID, there's problems at the border, there's problems with inflation. I mean, these are deep-rooted things. And at some point, it becomes hard to blame Trump. And at some point, the Dems have to face a 2022 election. But the question is, what do the Republicans offer other than not Biden, not Pelosi, not Kamala Harris? I mean, you got to be a little more than that. And let's face it, they did a hell of a job for the last 20-odd years in abdicating any pretense to limited government or, restraint in foreign policy. And so they deserve to be in a pinch because they haven't conserved anything.
Right.
And they've mired us in these endless intractable wars. And when Liz Cheney, okay, what is her claim to fame? She's the daughter of what I would consider almost a monster in Dick Cheney. I mean, someone who got us and was a cheerleader and an architect for a disastrous Middle East situation, which we're still going to pay for decades and decades. And so she grew up mostly in D.C. She flies in and out of Jackson Hole, which is to the state of Wyoming and its farm and ranch average folks what the Hamptons is to some guy in upstate New York. I mean, this is like the she private jet part of Wyoming. Oh, so yeah. Wyoming people are deeply distrustful of her. They don't consider her one of them. And I don't know what her talents or achievements are in life that make her the face of at least the Never Trump wing, the Republican Party. It's absurd to me that the worst people rise to the top in politics. These absolute non-entities, these nobodies with no talent, skill, achievement, even likability to speak of. And yet here we are honestly contemplating, you know, whether this woman, this Liz Cheney woman, who appears to be an absolute neocon top to bottom, who would have us running the world. We can't even run a national election here. We're going to run Afghanistan?
Right.
I mean, when this woman is at least potentially the face of your party, you deserve to be in electoral trouble.
Well, and any suggestion that, hey, this was a mess. I mean, this is how Trump, I still remember, he essentially says, Bush lied, people died in South Carolina in 2016, and he wins that primary running away. I mean, that is red state, military state. They love the United States and the military, and yet Trump, I think, told the truth in that regard, and he got massive support for it. But if you suggest that to the Liz Cheneys of the world, then I'm looking at it right in front of me. Liz Cheney says isolationism is very dangerous. Leadership is not the same as globalism. Well, I don't know what exactly she's squaring. Like, are you trying to make a sophisticated case of why maybe protecting South Korea is still a good thing, keeping a lid on it? Or are you saying we should never have gotten out of Afghanistan or never fully pulled out of Iraq? I mean, there's so many messes all over the map that where does leadership start and globalism end? Or are these just sort of meaningless branding operations to keep her in power and those like her?
Well, these are meaningless branding operations. Isolationism is a smear term. It's designed as a shutdown tactic to draw attention away from the argument and towards the arguer. And to be fair, on the other side, globalist and globalism have been used very loosely as smear terms against people like Liz Cheney. I consider isolationism simply the old right concept of non-interventionism, which is a happier sounding word, which says it's not our job and it's certainly not our expense to run the world. So I don't like that term. But in terms of globalism, I would break it into two different kinds. There's one which is military and political, and there's one which is economic. In other words, one is imposed and one is chosen. We don't have to impose Diet Coke on the world. You go anywhere in this world and you'll see Diet Coke or Coke Light. You can go to the middle of Sub-Saharan Africa. You can go anywhere in the world and there'll be Diet Coke. And you know why? Because people want it.
Right.
Okay. Coca-Cola did not mount armored divisions out of Atlanta to steamroll Sub-Saharan Africa to gin up a market for its product. People just want it. Okay. There's all kinds of things people just want. I would consider that economic globalism of a mostly salutary nature. But political globalism, this is what the Liz Cheney's of the world, they don't seem to understand that America has deep debt problems. They don't seem to understand America has dollar problems. And mostly, they just don't seem to care. In other words, here we are worrying about vaccines and masks, and yet she's still probably saying, well, we ought to join with Japan and send some aircraft carriers to defend Taiwan. I mean, does she even realize what China is? I mean, it's just unbelievable how cavalier these people are. So it's a big, big problem. And what the Republicans failed to do is offer any kind of ideological alternative to the Democrats. Right. I can't tell really how they're much different. It's just the Democrats and Republicans stress different things like wokeness, and they tend to use different vessels. Trump was a vessel of sorts. Biden's a vessel. AOC's a vessel. So a lot of this is almost entirely about style rather than substance. But if you ask Liz Cheney, does America have to be a leader in climate change? She would say yes, and then she'd follow with a bunch of nonsense. So is she really, she's just like a version of AOC on the right.
Yeah, and it's not serving basic everyday people. You started this by saying a lot of these parties, whether it's the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, or it could be big corporations or just big institutions that people don't trust, and I think a big reason is people sense that contempt, and it seems like the contempt is quite mutual these days. You know, all people. I like to read from all camps. I've watched over the weekend Victor Davis Hanson talking with H.R. McMaster. And H.R. McMaster, he was the first national security advisor for Trump, for folks keeping score. And he claims, I gave the president options. Trump maintained, we have to get out. Well, they were there even after H.R. McMaster stopped being national security advisor. But of all people, it was Victor Davis Hanson who made this point, going, H.R., you're trying to hand wave and talk about all the progress made. When you see billions of dollars just wasted in corruption, like they go to corrupt warlords in Afghanistan, or you see it for gender study programs for Afghanistan, and I'm sitting here in a breadbasket of the country, we haven't had enough rain in years, and we don't get a dime? Like, you're trying to control the world, and you're forgetting the basic people that got you to the dance and American citizens. I can see where that contempt is. They're not out for helping everyday Americans. They're out for their projects to remake the world a safer place for democracy, whatever you want to call it. But there really is this disconnect, and it does seem like the contempt is a two-way street at this point.
Yes, it certainly is, and it's open in a way. It wasn't even 10 or 20 years ago before Trump. I mean, Trump really put a lot of salt in that wound.
Yeah.
And so maybe it's good. Maybe it's good that we're being more honest. I would suggest whenever you hear the term progressive, just substitute grandiose. In other words, progressivism is grandiosity. And so Liz Cheney is a progressive in that sense of the word, this idea that America can do these incredible things, statecraft worldwide, that we can be, that we can figure out things for Taiwan, for example. And of course, all this assumes that we have the economic wherewithal to do so,
right.
which is sorely in question at this point. I mean, how much more can we borrow and beg and steal, and how much more can we use our military? How much further can we stretch them? So it's an interesting time in America, but neither side is offering a real alternative that I can see. And so if the Republicans have some success in 22, you know, we just see these swings back and forth. The House goes from one party to the other. The Senate goes from one party to the other. And maybe there's some benefit to that in what we call gridlock. I don't want to see the filibuster done away with, for example. I don't want to see all three parties or one party in charge of all three branches, that sort of thing. But, look, these are pretty serious times. And I think we deserve demagogues almost because we've allowed things to get to this state. So what do you expect? you know, is Trump, was Trump a demagogue? I suppose. Is AOC a demagogue? I suppose. This is what we ought to expect when we don't deal with the basic blocking and tackling in the country. And so it doesn't feel like much of a country anymore.
It doesn't. And when I, you know, I'll ask folks out there who voted for Trump who want to see Trump run again, you're completely in that camp, and maybe you've been a Republican your whole life. Maybe you came on board during the Reagan Revolution. We got a lot of folks like that in this audience. Imagine yourself now, as they ask for you to donate money, as they ask for you to come to these big events, let's have Republicans take back the House. Do you really think Kevin McCarthy is your champion? Like, he's really going to look out for the everyday person? You just made a great comment, Jeff, that we're not as rich as they claim. We got plenty of money. We have the world's reserve currency. We can do all these leadership things. Really, it's empire all around the world, while the middle class has not had rising wages for decades in terms of real wages. I think we have a problem where they are grandiose, and they believe they're high on their own supply, for lack of a better phrase. And I want to get, when we come back, into this idea that we're maybe not as rich as we used to be, certainly not after World War II and that post-war era. It's not this American high by any means. But it's in order to fund these grandiose plans, the more hollowing out of everyday Americans. And what is the solution? I think partly it's having conversations like this and informing folks that you're being sold a show that doesn't seem to change much. And you have to demand those who are going to run actually wake up and give an alternative from this current establishment that, hides what they've done for the last few decades in words like leadership. Well, if this is leadership, I don't want leaders anymore. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you have a cell phone or tablet that isn't charging, dying fast, or maybe the screen is damaged? Don't get suckered into buying a new one. XI Repair can fix your current device same day and in under 30 minutes. Their certified technicians fix and recover data from thousands of cell phones, computers, tablets, game consoles, and drones 7 days a week. Give them a call today at 334-777-1234 or visit them online at xirepair.com.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Prattville Carpet is a family-owned flooring store that prides itself on personal service, quality products, and guaranteed installation. From beautiful hardwood floors to luxurious smart strand carpet, Prattville Carpet has you covered. Call, come by, or online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
I'm so ready to get back to the way it used to be over a year ago.
Me too. I know that Adams Drugs is still my pharmacy choice. Always has been and always will be. I'm not going to be forced to use mail order or another pharmacy by our insurance company.
Yes, that's for sure. I went in to get my prescriptions filled and it was very refreshing to feel like I was the only person in the store. They gave me their undivided attention and made sure I didn't have any questions about my medications. You just don't see that kind of service anymore.
We don't have to worry about a new normal when it comes to our service from Adams Drugs. They've always been prompt and reliable and had excellent customer service too. We can even get our prescriptions delivered if we can't get to the store on time.
I like it when they call and remind me of a prescription that's ready for refill, or when the doctor has called one in for me. They even call me and wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they definitely go the extra mile. Always have and always will.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Again, I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the house.
And now,
Jeff Dice, our special guest this hour, a regular guest here on Mondays. And where we left off, I truly am worried that, you know, there's this divide between, I say, the establishment or the elite, and it doesn't have to be in government. It could be folks in the university system, in the corporate press, take your pick, the scientific establishment. There's this disconnect between them, the elite establishment, and the everyday person. And it's not just contempt like, oh, if we let the yokels get close to us, they'll kill us. Like, you know, maybe that's a real fear. But it's your interests aren't even completely aligned. When they talk about the American interest, it doesn't make much sense to me when, okay, off the backs of everyday people, the elite get to make their plans and... how does it make my life better? I've been very tempted. I've been nice lately in the lead up to the Senate race. But when I see Jessica Taylor or Katie Britt or Mo Brooks or Linda Blanchard in here saying, I want to be your next senator, I'm like, how is voting for any of you going to make my life or everyday Americans' lives better? And they can, I'm sure, give some answer. But I'm not buying it anymore. And so as we seem to be a much poorer nation, we have debt levels similar to that of at the end of World War II. But we're not this, it's not victory. It's kind of, we're running haggard, crisis after crisis from 9/11 to the 08 debt crisis to the 2020 pandemic and the responses to all these things. I mean, how do we get out of this? Let's first address the simple idea that we're not as rich as we used to be, and those who claim we are telling a falsehood.
Well, and beginning with Jerome Powell, the head of the Federal Reserve Bank. I mean, he basically tells us that inflation is not a problem and that all the money and credit creation of the past, 20 months now since COVID is, you know, not going to be a problem for us, and that any inflation we see is transitory and it's supply chain stuff. Well, even if that's true, even if it were just supply chain stuff, that's a pretty big enchilada out there. I mean, I don't know if you've been following this, but there's a debacle. Okay, you can go to the Port of New York. You can go to the Port of Long Beach in Los Angeles. There are ships parked out there. Parked ships are like parked airplanes. They're losing money. There's not enough capacity at the ports to offload all that stuff. So containers that used to sit for a couple days before being loaded onto rail or trucks are now sitting for weeks. That has a domino effect on the trucking industry, where there's huge shortages of drivers. That has a domino effect on the freight and rail industry. And so you put it all together, and what it adds up to is much, much higher shipping costs with much more uncertainty as to when things will get to where they're supposed to get. And uncertainty is deadly for entrepreneurs, because they don't know what to pay for their raw materials and they don't know what to charge for their products, because getting something 6 months from now is not the same as getting something today. So go try to buy a couch, for example.
Yep.
Go try to buy some carpet and see how far you get. We're waiting on some carpet in our own building.
Yeah. Appliances right now. Or even we're doing some new construction, windows.
So transitory or not, if inflation spikes even for a couple years, it's not like that's costless or painless. But right. Of course, I would argue that this isn't transitory. I would argue that they will not be able to contain consumer price inflation in the 2020s the way they were in the 2010s after the 08 crash.
Right.
And let me just throw this out there. Since our central planners at the Federal Reserve and other central banks are so wise, how come we're having crises and crashes every 10 years or so? The whole point of the Fed was stability. Well, if we have a crash every 10 years, I don't consider that too stable. But you can't just create a bunch of new money and credit and expect it not to go somewhere. Now, after the last crash, it went into particular assets. It went into equities. went into certain stocks and it went into certain hot housing markets. The thing we have to understand, when you said it feels like we're getting poorer, I think average people feel this. Money is never neutral. When you inject new money and new credit into a system out of thin air, there weren't a bunch of new goods and services brought online. There wasn't an increase in productivity. There was a decrease, Joey. We sent everybody home during COVID. There was less stuff, right?
Right.
So when you have less stuff and lots more money and credit, it doesn't take a genius to figure out what's going to happen. And the thing is that the very wealthiest people in this country are doing better than ever because that money flows through the economy very unevenly. It's the poorest folks on fixed incomes, people on disability, people in trailer parks, but especially elderly people who can no longer go out and work and make earned income. These are the people who are most vulnerable. And so that's what we have to understand. This uneasy feeling that Americans have, it's real. And even though it's inchoate, it's hard to sort of define for people. Look, the Hormel bacon at our local Publix, it used to be $4.99 and it was 16 ounces. Then it went to $5.99. This is just in the past 20 months.
Mm-hmm.
Then it went from 16 ounces to 12 ounces, but the price stayed the same.
Right.
So this is a psychological mechanism for marketing to get people to keep buying stuff. This is why little ice cream tubs are shrinking.
Right.
Then it went to $5.99 for the smaller one. And just the other day, my wife informed me it went to $6.99.
I'm looking at a pound of coffee. Remember we used to buy a pound of coffee? Price has gone up, but there's no longer a pound of coffee in there.
And I want to, something you said at the beginning that I think is I've tried to get across over the years, is the uncertainty. I think you could ask an entrepreneur, would you rather pay a higher price that's certain or have this constant uncertainty that isn't just, okay, we're having supply shocks and all sorts of shipments just waiting offshore. It's also regime uncertainty in the sense that you don't know what this administration is going to do. And when they say climate change is going to be the big thing that brings the world back together, it's like, well, what do you mean by that? Because that's a lot of things. Healthcare, well, what do you mean by that? Because there's a lot in that brand that they keep pushing out there. And it's that uncertainty that people hold back on plans. You know, I can't hold back. The everyday person can't hold back because you got to go and work and make a living. But somebody who's going to invest millions, if not billions of dollars, and if you want to talk about competing, say, you know, with the microchip shortage, people are worried that, you know, Taiwan might be taken over, these sorts of things. Well, if you're going to have somebody invest billions in the United States to compete in that industry, how are they going to do it when you have all these uncertainties and headwinds coming their way that are more often than not man-made? So it's a very difficult time to make sense of all this. Let's, before the break, hit a quick phone call and go to Jason. Hey, Jason, you're on with Jeff Dice.
Hey. Good morning. It's great to talk to you. I just wanted to say what you were saying about the elitist attitude with the parties really resonates with me. I'm a truck driver for 15 years and have been to 48 states, every city in this country. And the idea that 300 plus million people all fit into one of two parties, both of which are based out of Washington, D.C., is just insane. You know, every region of the country is different. And that's a good thing. There's different values, different menus, different ways of seeing things. And I think the reason there's this disconnect is because inside the Beltway in Washington, D.C., there's a mentality of America that is so different from just average blue-collar working people in the state. And I ran for governor in Alabama, and it was just a few months in that we started getting contacts from donors, people that were interested in buying access to the campaign, and it was just fraught with corruption because of the national party. A lot of people that I've spoke to believe that we really need to have a model like Germany or France, where we have multiple parties that aren't headquartered in the capital, and like a southern states political party, a group of people that would have a platform that really reflects the values and the beliefs and the way that we as Southerners see things.
Right. Well, I think well put, Jason. And I don't know if we're going to jump to a multi-party parliamentary system anytime soon, but there might be options. And in fact, let's hit a break. Appreciate the call, Jason. I want to revisit this. It's actually something you wrote about recently, Jeff, about a soft form of decentralization, let's say. We'll get into that after this quick break. Jeff Deist here, our special guest on News and Views from 9 till noon. More when we come back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients of the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/radio. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/radio. That's 4hims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. Come play more than 1,500 of the latest and greatest games. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of storm-free days continues, but now it's gradually getting hotter and hotter, and the nights are not nearly as cool as they were. For today, abundant sunshine. That hasn't changed. High temperature up to about, we'll say, mid to upper 80s today. Clear, not quite as cool tonight, down to about 63. Then for tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, I think we'll be in the upper 80s easily, maybe even lower 90s each day. We'll add in a little bit more humidity, but still dry and mostly sunny, and not much change on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Our guest this final hour on a Monday, Jeff Deist. And, you know, based on that call from Jason, it's interesting to brainstorm what are some of the options. Because I think a lot of folks try to, they see the problem. They see this problem of the disconnect between the establishment and everyday Americans. And then they try to approach it through a partisan lens. Okay, so which party are we going to back? Who in the Republican Party, who in the Democratic Party? I don't blame people because that seems to be the only game in town. But are there other ways that people can break bad from D.C.? I mean, off the top of my head, and this is not the greatest example, but the liberalization of, say, cannabis or marijuana laws happened without any permission from D.C. In fact, even in Alabama. I interviewed John McMillan last week. We're even got medical cannabis here in Alabama coming up. So are there ways that Americans can sort of break out of the two-party system of D.C. and start to do, you know, go their own way locally?
Yes. Yes. And, you know, you bring up medical marijuana. That's actually a great example, because not only were these laws and these policies implemented at the state level, oftentimes in sort of legal gray areas, in some instances they were implemented in direct contravention to supposedly preemptive federal law. On the particular issue. And a lot of these states, it wasn't some big, decision to say, well, pot's such a minor thing and we ought to stop patrolling people's lives and they drink alcohol, so what's the big deal if they smoke pot? It wasn't so much that. It was more of a budgetary thing. It was more of a police thing. It's like we have so much of our time and resources, police, courts, criminals, tied up in many instances, nonviolent, smaller drug amounts that we just can't do this anymore. Atlas has to shrug. We can't pay for this. So if the federal government wants to tell us that pot's illegal, they need to pay for all this incarceration. So that was, you know, it wasn't necessarily a philosophical change. And so that's what's so interesting, is that the Obama administration, when this was happening, and particularly in places like Colorado and California, did they send in the federales? No, they did not, because as a practical matter, these preemptive federal laws were unenforceable, just on a local basis. And so there's a great quote from a book called The Bramble Bush, where there is no sanction, there is no law. Okay, driving down here just now on 85, the speed limit, I think, says 75 in parts. But if you don't get pulled over until about 82, the de facto speed limit's 81.
Right.
That's the speed limit, not what's posted. And so we have to view it that way. I mean, there's so many things states could be doing right now to turn their backs on the federal government. And it's a damnable, intractable problem that we have this red team and blue team thing, because then the blue teams all want to fall in line with Biden and support the same things that they would have decried if it were Trump, and vice versa. I mean, it really is a psychological hurdle and a big problem for America. And a lot of it flows from the fact that we have sort of a winner-take-all constitutional electoral system. Not much we can do about that. I would certainly prefer a parliamentary arrangement where we could have coalitions of parties coming together on single issues, because that's where the public is right now, single-issue coalitions. But instead, we have, you know, the Liz Cheneys and the AOC. So that's our burden to bear. But there are a million things states could be doing, and I would call it soft secession. In other words, we all know during Reconstruction, there was a very unfortunate Supreme Court case, U.S. versus Texas, which attempts to say Congress would have to agree and all the states would have to agree to any outright secessionary movements. Plus, Joey, I mean, we have really tough things. We have the U.S. dollar. We have the U.S. military. We have federal land all across this country. We have entitlements like Social Security and Medicare. We have debt. You know, how you divvy all that up? And nuclear weapons, by the way.
Yeah, that changed the game a bit.
How you divvy all that up in what we might call hard secession, where you literally have portions of the country breaking away and forming new political entities with their own legislatures. Very, very difficult. I think the road to that, which we saw in the former Soviet Union, you know, Ukraine, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, these were already forming their own identities prior to 1989. Florida has its own identity now. California has its own identity. We had governors sniping at each other on Twitter during COVID. I think this is a really interesting time. And so I think there are a lot of ways in which Americans right now, they're voting with their feet and they're engaging in this form of soft secession. And they're saying, you know, we want to be in Boise. We want to be in Florida. We want to be in Arizona. We want to be in Tennessee. And actually, Alabama, according to United Van Lines survey of last year, Alabama was the number 8 inbound. Oh, wow. In other words, net migration coming and going. So Alabama's a little bit of a hotspot for people moving here as well. So that really fascinates me. It also gives me a lot of hope. I don't want to live yoked together politically, 330 million people. I don't want to vanquish people who view the world differently from me.
Right. Well, it's kind of like stop. Don't storm or vandalize capitals, folks. My proposal, let's turn the U.S. Capitol building, Supreme Court, and Well, what's the other one?
You wanted to make them warehouses.
No, museums. Yeah. I just wanted to make them museums. Open to the public to where, you know, you could... Oh, the Supreme Court, of course, you know, we'll have a little bit here
the
or there.
The problem is that whores are usually more attractive.
Well said.
Good point.
Well said. And this conversation actually got going in last week because Sarah Silverman, of all people,
I know.
Put out this idea of divorce, national divorce, on her podcast. And a lot of folks, you know, seeing it for the first time are like, what is this? I made the point to say, I think people have the right to form their own community. But it's one thing to defend the right. It's another thing to talk about the wisdom and the actual logistics of making something like that happen. So I really like your point of instead of a hard secession. The example I always like to give, by the way, is Hawaii, for instance. Like if Hawaii wanted to go their own way, you know, let them. And you can keep your military base here, U.S. government, if you want. If you're that worried about China. But generally speaking, I think the better approach is what you're talking about. Let states and even, I would say, cities within states. Rural Alabama is going to be a bit different than, say, Huntsville proper or Birmingham or Montgomery or Mobile proper. And the more people can kind of go their own way peacefully, I think you actually, ironically, end up having more peace across the nation. It's not so much that somebody's different than me or you that makes me upset. It's that they're different and either my or their point of view gets forced down each other's throats. It's almost like we're under siege up there in D.C. and they're locking us together in sort of this, I call it the big three for me. I would like to see something like a church committee 2.0 with what's happening with surveillance right now and spying. And it's not just Americans, but all over the world, these massive surveillance technologies. Monetary and fiscal policy, which we talked about a second ago, and then foreign policy. Now, all these, I think, are D.C.-oriented problems. But on a lot of other issues, whether it's healthcare or education, you know, take your pick, people can just start making solutions to these problems right now. You're seeing it right now in education. Homeschooling has boomed during the pandemic here. And there are a lot of different ways that people can, well, look out for one another. It goes from, oh, your kid's going to end up weird and unsocialized if they're homeschooled. Have you seen what they're doing in elementary schools? You're sitting this hula hoop 2-year-old with a mask on. Like, and also, the more parents who homeschool, there are these things called co-ops popping up all over the country. I think there are plenty of solutions if we stop listening to the problems that D.C. creates and just go our own way. While, if you're going to send people up to D.C., they need to focus on the big issues. And maybe my big three isn't exhaustive. There might be other concerns I'm just not aware of. But I think that is the future going forward. But how do we unhook people from this? Well, we've talked about it before, the internet. But folks still seem very addicted to the idea of I'm red or I'm blue.
Mm-hmm.
And I fall into that. Conservatives are the ones who have loved me and got me to the dance most of my life. But it's not like I can't get along with people who might be a bleeding heart or other types. It's just, it's tough to get people out of that mold that I'm on this team and come hell or high water, I'm supporting them. I mean, do you think it is, back to the beginning of our conversation, it's healthy to see this fight within the Republican Party? They don't seem to stand for much, but at least there's some action going on there. Do you think it's more than just a fight over personalities, like Trump versus McConnell? I think there's actually an ideological or ideas that matter and that are at stake here, or is it just media?
No, I think there's something at stake, and a lot of it goes to almost your reflexive or instinctive view of the world, your worldview, what's in your DNA. And I think what's in Jeb Bush's DNA is a lot closer to AOC's than it is to mine. So, good riddance. I don't need to be involved with Jeb Bush politically. But what I do need is to be unyoked from Jeb Bush politically. That's the trick. And I think the only way this happens is, again, through this soft process, but also through shaking the left of its doctrine of inevitability. In other words, if progressives are convinced, and they largely were until Hillary lost to Trump, if they're absolutely convinced that they're winning, and if they simply wait for the demographics that there will be a rout in their favor, why should they let anyone go? Why should they even allow for states' rights and a healthy degree of federalism? Why shouldn't they just have it all? Right? That's that from a strategic and tactical perspective, that makes sense. But when Trump won, that started to shake them a little bit. And I think a lot of what we've seen since has been sort of this idea of a psychological response to that, seeking vengeance. There's a vengefulness to politics today. And so if you start to convince people that, hey, you know what, there's more of these deplorables than you thought, and they're living and hanging around longer than you thought, and we can offer you a little bit of a bargain. We can offer you, let's say, the state of California, far more of what you want here and now, the whole panoply, progressive wish list. But you got to pay the price, and the price is that you don't get to impose that on all 50 states. I mean, I think you need to shake the left into saying, hey, you know, maybe this is a bargain we ought to consider. Because what are some of the alternatives? One of them is an outright hot civil war.
Yeah. Don't need that. Certainly don't need that. I tell folks, anybody calls up here and advocates any type of violence, I'm gonna assume you're a Fed. And just stop it. Like, are you going to buy me Rice Krispie treats and introduce me to some militia members next? Like, no. And I really am against any sort of violent action, not just because, touchy-feely. No, violence begets violence, and the worst usually end up on top in that sort of situation. It's just a waste. It's such a waste. But if we can actually go our own way and downsize D.C., I think that is the right approach. It's just a matter of getting folks to focus on, I think, the hard issues, and I think there are some within both parties, so to speak, who aren't in leadership, who are willing to have that conversation. But when we're talking about horses on the border, and, you know, there was a reporter asked Biden last week, you said you would restore the moral standing of this country, and he's talking about firing people who are on horseback. I'm like, this is nowhere near, like, this is like a not even adolescent, like childhood, infantile moralizing. We're not even getting close to an adult conversation. It's a shame, because I guess it does get headlines, though the ratings are dropping for a lot of folks in the National Press Corps, and good riddance to that. Real quick break, more news and views. We'll close it out right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
When getting a service, all of us likes to deal with the best. When it comes to cleaning your carpets and flooring, then you need Peaches & Clean, voted the best of the best for 2021. As a way of saying thanks for your support, Peaches & Clean will clean two rooms of carpet for $99. But hurry, this is a limited time offer. For your Oriental and area rugs, Peaches & Clean has a climate-controlled rug cleaning facility with pickup and delivery available. When it comes to your floors and so much more, you want the best. Visit peachesandclean.com. Call for your $99 special today. Not good with other offers. Coupons, restrictions may apply. Ends October 31st.
It's the Alabama National Fair, October 8th through the 17th. Come on and sing along.
People come from miles around, from the farms and from the towns, to where excitement will be found at the Alabama National Fair.
To get the most out of your trip to the fair, download the free app from your app store. Just search Alabama National Fair, and you can see all daily schedules. Plus, you can locate all your favorite food.
It's the best 10 days of fall.
The Alabama National Fair.
Sponsored by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery, Hyundai Motor Manufacturing, Alabama, and Coca-Cola.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Paxton, News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228, though we really only have 4 minutes left here. We're just closing things out. You know, every time we get going here, Jeff, and our conversation extends where we're getting close to an hour, I'm like, man, I see solutions to the problems, but then I'm also left with, like, how do we continue to convince folks of this message that DC is a show? Yeah, you know, I said as we hit the break, thank God ratings are falling for a lot of these big companies. Is it really just a waiting game at this point? Continue to push the message in every corner of the country, unique to each place, and then sort of prepare? I'll put it this way. Do you think the current establishment and regime is stable? Could they continue to last in this form for a long, long time, or are they very fragile?
Well, I would say it's fragile. And it all revolves around the dollar itself. So as long as the dollar is accepted by the rest of the world and doesn't have a, you know, radical or drastic devaluation, then DC can continue to boss us all around. And by us, I mean Montgomery, Alabama, as much as Kabul, right? They're an imperial city with respect to both of us equally. So as long as the dollar holds, things can go on a lot longer. But in the interim, there are a lot of things that governors, for example, could be doing. There's a lot of things that people could be doing in smaller states. You know, a state like Wyoming, which has, I believe, fewer than 1 million people. Alabama has something like 6 million.
Right.
There's a lot more things you can be doing there. And I'd like to see some of these governors preparing ahead of time and saying, you know, we're going to come up with some sort of state depository for Bitcoin or gold or something like that. So in case of a real dollar shock, our citizens could avail themselves of an alternative currency. It might be imperfect. You'd have to import and that sort of thing, but it would work better than nothing. There are things like that that states could be doing now, I think, ahead of time to say that at some point we're going to have to pay for our own roads. At some point we're going to have to pay for our own protection and defense and forward thinking.
Yeah, it was a heartbreaking thing when I go to a town hall meeting with a new elected councilman, and a big part of the conversation is, how much money are we getting from the feds? And I'm like, man, it seems to hold people back in a way. It's like, great, we got all this money to spend on stuff. But at a certain point, it's like, how much do you actually run your own city or your own state when in the special session they're doing this week? I mean, so much of it's COVID money going to prisons. And
they bought off cooperation on COVID, basically, because I'm sure a lot of governors know that people are uneasy about all this stuff.
Well, always great seeing you, Jeff, and look forward to our next visit. And I'll be in touch for sure. Always really do enjoy this. What's going on with the phones?
I don't know. Sam's the only one. I had like 10 calls, but Sam's the only one that was there. Huh. I think so. We got some phone problems.
As usual. The studio's coming along, but it's still not perfect. April Marie Fogel, how you doing?
Hey, April. It's good to hear you, honey. How you doing? If you'd only turn that mic on, that'd be great. Mm. You're doing great, man. Never sounded so good.
User error.
that button, that's the thing.
It's the sliders. I shouldn't be allowed to have my own slider.
Yep. Well, you got a big show planned?
I do. I actually have a big week planned. I've got some great guests every day. Today we'll have on Paul DeMarco and then U.S. Congressman from the state of Texas, Pete Sessions.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, I like Pete. Texas has got it going on.
Yeah, they do.
Well, I look forward to that. And y'all stay tuned for some Straight Talk with April Marie Fogel. I'll be back with News and Views bright and early at 9 a.m. Stay tuned.